Chapter 1. Shifts in the Land. Earth's crust and upper mantle are made up of several large, thin, stiff plates. These plates border each other. When one of the plates shifts and moves against another plate, an earthquake occurs. Scientists know there are around 20,000 earthquakes every year. They think there may be many more, even millions. Earthquakes cause visible changes in the surface of Earth. The force of the plates colliding in the same area over millions of years has caused parts of the crust to rise or fall, creating mountain ranges. Small or large cracks may suddenly open up in the ground. The course of a river can alter very quickly. Blocks of soil can move rapidly downward or sideways. Soil under the ground may move around and create openings on Earth's surface. Caption: About 30 million years ago, two plates collided in California and created the San Andreas Fault. The fault is visible for a length of 625 miles, 1,006 kilometers. Volcanoes. In some areas underground, hot molten or semi-liquid rocks and gases build up over long periods of time. Then they erupt or break through Earth's crust. The opening is called a volcano. Molten rock, called lava, flows out of the volcano. As it flows, it destroys everything in its path. Eventually, it cools off and hardens. It sometimes forms a mountain around the volcano. Other times, the lava flows outward and forms new land. Feature box: Mount St. Helens. Mount St. Helens is an active volcano. In 1980, it erupted for 9 hours. The eruption blew off part of one side of the mountain.
Hundreds of miles of forest were blown down or buried under ash and rock debris by the force of the blast.
Hot ash and gases melted some of the snow on the mountain. Captions: Mount St. Helens before 1980. Mount St. Helens erupting 1980. Mount St. Helens in 2006.